Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1. We are coming to you live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha, and sitting right next to me is Eddie Schmidt. And we've got about an hour of live music and a few lively stories to share with you. And we always feature a guest, and tonight we are excited to introduce to you Roger Garza. Roger grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, later spent a few years in South Texas. He played with Freddie Fender and the Texas Tornadoes, among other groups from the Texas region. And he's got music and stories, believe me, to tell you. He's had us laughing since we got together here. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's go and do it. You bet. Once again, we want to say welcome to everybody. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. My name is Mike Murtha. Eddie Schmidt is here with us, and we've got a new guest again tonight. We're going to get to him in just a couple minutes. But Eddie, always good to get together with you. How you been?
Dealing with what I can with this nice warm week we got going.
Oh, boy, it's warm, isn't it?
Yeah, she's warm. No, she's warm beans out there.
I got together with Fizz Kaiser yesterday, and he... Hot enough for you? Yeah, it's been warm, but it's summer, and we're gonna get through it. We're gonna enjoy it while we can here. But we had some fun last week ago Saturday. We played in Richmond at the Legion during the Richmond Fun Fest days, and we were without Carl Osland, our drummer. He had a class reunion, and I'm sure he made a big splash at his class reunion.
You and, think?
Can you imagine? what he was going was he was up to there, but we'll welcome Carl back in our next some of our next jobs. But Tom Green stepped in to play drums with us. Tom is a member of the group Fill in the Blanks, a real good group out of New Richmond. We had a couple of those guys with us here, Eddie. Jerry Germain was with us, and Bill Leahy. Bill Leahy, yes, yep. We're gonna see if we can get Phil Wallander to come with us too sometime. But Tom Green spent 20 years traveling and playing with the Kingston Trio, and I was fortunate to get to know Tom 15, 20 years ago through some church things, and hard to find a drummer in the middle of summer on a Saturday night that's not working, and Tom stepped in, and we were just fortunate to have him with us. And another gentleman that played with us that night, that was a first night, is our guest tonight, Roger Garza. Roger, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us.
Buongiorno, buongiorno.
Roger, I don't know where do I start with you, Roger, but...
At the beginning,
and we're...
let me give you a little...
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
How you can start?
And, Roger, your heritage is Mexican, and...
The last I looked, I was.
Yes, and you... But you grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's right.
And tell us a little bit about, you were in St. Paul, the west side?
On the west side of St. Paul, yes. A long time ago. Where'd that come from?
And you went to school in...
At Humboldt High School.
Okay, Humboldt High School.
But I went to Roosevelt first, Roosevelt Elementary.
Okay.
And stayed there till the ninth grade, then went to Humboldt.
Okay, that's all on the west side of St. Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
And believe it or not, that's where... I fell in love with my wife.
Mm.
We had classes together, and we didn't see each other for 55 years.
Oh, wow.
And when I ran into her again, I just told her how I felt, and bang, now we're married.
Wow, good for you. Yes.
Why did I do that? No.
And starting off, you started at a young age playing drums, I believe you said?
Yeah, I was 11 years old when my dad bought me a first drum set. And my dad would play guitar and I would play drums and my uncle would play button accordion. So we like did our thing going to, then they found out, this is funny, this is a true story. Every Sunday we had to play at this one bar. And I was just a little punk kid, you know, and we're playing. And I would miss school on Monday. Well, unbeknownst to me, the truant officer followed me and found out where I was playing. The next thing you know, they called me in the office. They called my mom and dad in the office. And they told me, you can't play there anymore. And I said, what do you mean? I'm with my mom and dad. Doesn't mean anything. And this is back in the 60s. So, you know, you had to be 21. And they were strict about that. So what happened was I had to go back to school and they closed the bar.
Is that right?
I don't know if it was because of me, but they ended up closing that bar.
Well, it was, your education was very important, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's how come I ended up being the biggest stupid.
And what you played, this is probably a dumb question, but...
it is a very dumb question. Go ahead.
But if I don't know the answer, it's probably not a dumb question, but what kind of music did you play?
At that particular time, I was playing what they called Tex-Mex.
Okay.
You know, it was called, in Spanish, it's called conjunto music.
Sure.
And that's the only thing my dad played. And I wanted to do more. You know, I was a young kid. I'm a rock and roller. I got to go, sure. You know. And the Rolling Stones were coming out. The Beatles were coming out. All these bands from England. And I said, hey, I can play that stuff. And so I started playing it. Sure. We started our own band called, believe it or not, we had a band called The Turks.
Turks.
Huh. Short for Turkey, you know. Just the Turks. Why we got that name, I don't know.
Mm. And your dad continued to play guitar for
Yeah. Even though I left the band with my dad and my uncle, they kept going and, you know, got somebody else.
Sure, yeah. Well, we're going to come back. We got plenty of stories. Well, can we get you to don't get me laughing, Roger. You had me laughing.
What's your name, Cy?
Why don't you sing a song? And maybe you can behave while you're singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have to. What do you want? Which one?
Well, you it's up to you. Do whatever you're comfortable with. Yes.
Kiwi.
Okay.
Wasted days and wasted nights. A lot of them for you behind. Why you don't be like to me, your happy loves to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, praying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're to blame for making me blue? Here's another one. That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now do you want my love? Así la debo solo a ti. Piénselo si tú quieres a mí. Si quieres todo mi amor. Oh, se acabó. I got my heart in my hand. But I understand
What am I supposed to do without you? Just keep on loving you. Así la dejo solo a ti. Y piénselo si tú quieres a mí. Si quieres todo mi amor. O se acabó.
Very nice. That's Roger Garza.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That is our guest for tonight. Roger spent some time in Texas playing with Freddie Fender.
Si.
And also with the Tornadoes, Texas Tornadoes, yep, to be more specific. But let's just go back again, Roger, as you're growing up, you said you ended up learning drums at age 11, and then at age 13 you started playing guitar.
Right. I switched to guitar because the guy that I played for, his name was Eddie Rodriguez, but at the time in the 60s, they were prejudiced, so you had to change your name. So he changed his name to Eddie Rogers, and he played guitar, and he had this guitar I fell in love with, and I went, give me it. Hmm. So I started plucking on that, and next thing you know, bang, started my own band and everything.
And you were playing drums with him at age 13, and then switched to guitar.
Right. I got a picture on my phone of me playing drums at 13.
I saw that picture, yes.
By golly, I'm an old guy.
and you spoke Spanish and English growing up. You said your mother would once in a while scold you in Spanish.
Oh boy.
And you better,
that's a good word for that. I like that.
You better know what she's saying, right?
Oh, you knew what she was saying. There was no kidding around there, I'll tell you what. We used to call her the warden.
The warden.
Yeah, because we were the prisoners and she was the warden.
And your brothers and sisters, tell me.
Well, I had one brother that unfortunately passed away from COVID, and I have four sisters. Two of them, one of them is in San Antonio with Alzheimer's, and the other one is here in Maplewood with dementia.
Oh, okay.
Gee, that's
too bad. And your uncle that you played with at age 11?
He's still alive. I went to go see him. He called me up one day. He said, I want to see you before I go. And I go, where are you going? He goes, no, I'm 96 and I don't know how long I have. I said, man, Theo, you're going to be here for 100 and something. No, I don't think so. He goes, I said, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll come down and see you. And I called my friend David that used to be in the band with me. He was our drummer in 1963. And I said, David, my uncle wants to see me and all that. He goes, let me go with you. Can I go with you? Yeah. I said, hey, you got an extra accordion you want to sell? He goes, why? I said, my uncle wants an accordion so he can play it in church. He goes, no, and you know what? He goes, let's present it to him, me and you. I said, oh, God, that's a great deal. So, you know, we gave it to him.
Wow, very nice. Yeah.
As soon as we gave it to him, the old songs came back. And, oh, wow. At 96, he remembered all the words, all the songs, the fingering, everything. I mean, it was just great.
Is it a button accordion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three-row button horner.
You ever play one of those, Eddie?
No, but I was just, last weekend we were up in Cumberland checking out antique stores, and in downtown Cumberland I came this close to buying a horner. Is it horner or horner?
Horner.
Horner, a nice little button accordion. It was sitting there, looked beautiful. My wife saw it, $55.
Oh, really?
So I think I better get back to Cumberland and find that.
You might have to hear Roger there.
I've tried them, and they're hard because
they're what they call diatonic, one note in and one note out.
Right.
And I have one at home.
But you got to figure out how do you get through the scales. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Just close your eyes. So nobody will see you.
What?
Right along.
I might have to head back to Cumberland and get
that. Roger, why don't you sing another song here for us, would you?
Okay. I'm having a ball.
We can't tell.
Let's see, which one should I do? Okay. Go ahead.
One, two.
If it brings you happiness, And I wish you all the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. And if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrops ever start, I'll be there before the next teardrops fall. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away those teardrops that you cry. But if we ever makes you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrops fall. I'll be there before the next teardrops fall.
Oh, very nice. That's Roger Garza.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And if you just tuned in, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're on WPCA Radio 93.1, and we have a different kind of guest. We've got Roger with us, who spent some time in Texas with Freddie Fender.
27 years in
27
Texas.
Years. Wow. Yeah. Yep. And a Twin City guy, if you just tuned in. He's from St. Paul originally, but was Texas, came back to St. Paul. When you before you went to Texas, you obviously played with a lot of musicians in St. Paul. Can you share some of those memories?
I played in a band called West Side. I played in a band called Danny's Reasons.
Oh, really?
a band called the J-Mars back in the 60s. And I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named Rudy Garcia.
Yeah.
He got married. He had these restaurants, and he got married, and he couldn't play anymore. So they told me, grab the bass. Okay. So we played all over the place. I remember playing at a place called, what's the guy's name? Herb's. It was Herb's Bar. And I was 16 years old. And the guy that sang, Rick Aguilar, he took some, remember Butch Wax?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had one of those fake mustaches, the real thin ones. And he took the Butch Wax and just caked it on, you know, make it look thick. And they came up to me and said, how old is this kid? He's 21. Don't worry about him. He's okay.
Danny's Reasons, they were a pretty big deal in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a couple hits. I mean, I think they were regional hits, I guess, with like KDWB would play their songs and probably WDGY.
There was a time that I came up from Texas to just go. We had a thing to do with the J-Mars, and Danny was there, and there was a guy named Ichabod something or other. I don't remember. It wasn't Ichabod and the Cranes, but it was a different guy. And he, you know, I played with the J-Mars, and then I was getting off the stage, and Danny goes, where are you going? I said, well, I'm done. He goes, no, you played with us too. Get up here. So there I go playing Danny's Reason. Dun, 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 dun. I'm getting off the stage again. The guy, hey, buddy, wait. Yeah? He goes, I know who you are. He goes, I know who the Texas Tornadoes are, and I know all about you. He goes, would you do me the honor of playing with our band? I went, yeah. So I kind of like backed up by my amp and stood there, and we did the first song, and it was the original song. He wrote it. We got done with the song, and he goes, God, he goes, it's like you recorded with us. And I said, well, I said, I've been playing for umpteen years, you know. This October would be my birthday, October 10th, and I will be celebrating 60 years on the guitar and 62 years in music.
Wow. And you play bass?
I play 9 instruments.
And they are what?
I got to tell.
I don't know. I don't think I can list 9 instruments.
Well, drums for sure.
Sure.
Then bass, then guitar, then keyboards, a button accordion, banjo, mandolin, and marimba.
Oh, marimba. What's that?
Where'd you go to school?
Where'd you go to school? Hammond?
Right?
Not Hambolt. No.
The wooden pallets or wooden blocks.
Okay.
And you hit with the pallets.
Okay, sure. And you were telling me that a few years ago, Kenny Nelson, who passed away this last fall, from
Kenny's keyboard.
Kenny's keyboard, yes.
And you ended up playing drums with him.
Here's what had happened. I don't know how I ended up there, but they told me, they said, hey, there's this guy who wants you to come and play and this and that. And I'm like, okay. He wants you to bring the guitar and do some Freddie Fender. Oh, okay. So I go over there, and here's old Kenny, right? He goes, I said, hey, them are nice drums. I remember that. That's where I bought my drums and this and that. And we got to talking. And then he goes, can you play drums? I said, well, I started out as, okay, good. Get on the drums. So wait a minute. I'm here to play guitar. No, you play guitar later. Get on the drums. So I got on the drums. And I hadn't played drums for years since I was in my 20s. And there I go. And my wife's looking at me. She goes, man, you are good. I told her, don't tell nobody, it'll be our secret.
Well, Kenny was our guest, one of our guests on our
great
show.
Great guy.
Oh, what a wonderful guy. And he was a good guest, wasn't he, Eddie?
Just yeah, great.
Good stories. And he brought in an accordion. There was no electronics. It was an acoustic accordion. And he played it. And he played and sang.
Yep, yeah. He was good at it.
Yeah.
He never showed you his trick.
He probably did, but I don't remember.
He took his teeth out and put them on the table.
No, he didn't show us that one, did he? That would be more visual for TV. Radio didn't work so well.
I got to tell you, Roger, I worked for many years close to, I think, where you might have lived on the west side there. I used to work on Plato down by Awadas.
Sure.
You know where that is?
Yes, sir, I do. I played about it many, many times.
And
in fact, that's where I was born. I was born down in the lower west side. They call it the industrial area.
Okay, yeah.
And I was born at, I think it's 305 or 205 Florida.
Okay, yeah.
And that's a story in itself. When I was born.
We got to play some more music. Yeah, okay. What do you want to do?
All right. I might sing one, Eddie. What do you think of that? Or do you want to sing one? I don't
know. No,
care.
You go ahead. Enjoy it.
All right. I'll see if I can get through this one. This is a song called I've Got a New Heartache. And we used to do this, you know, when it came out. Ricky Skaggs had a big hit at this, and we learned it back then. And we dug it out a few times since then. But I did a little looking at on the internet today. Ray Price did this song back in 1956 called I've Got a New Heartache. And then Kitty Wells did this song in 1961. I met Kitty Wells when we played at Nashville North in Hugo, Minnesota. We were the front band. I sat in back in the dressing room with the guys, and she was back there. We got talking, and she was a wonderful person to visit with. But I was surprised that she had recorded this song as well. So I'll see if we can remember this, Eddie.
2, 3, 4, 1.
You're back in town again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you put me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new
But an old sweetheart, then that's why I'm feeling so blue, Eddie. Did you turn up again when I was doing fine? I found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought I'd forgotten you, but I guess that it's not true. Or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. And that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Very nice, very nice.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Yeah, it's fun to do that
flip,
one again.
Do you know what the flip side of that song is?
I don't.
I love you, baby, but you picked your nose.
you got a million of them, right, Roger? Yes.
I'm telling you. How much time do we have?
I think we're done in about 2 minutes.
Okay. Throw the Mexican out. Okay.
All right. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1. We have Roger Garza with us, who ended up moving to Baldwin, which is a neighboring community to where I grew up about, I guess, almost 3 years ago, you said, Roger.
Yeah, and everybody keeps telling me, what are you doing here? I'm trying to retire, you know?
Well, I'm surprised it took us 3 years to find this guy. But
hook up with this guy.
Maybe it'll take us 3 years to
to unhook
him. No, we're glad you're here, Roger. And
you know, I was going to write this song. It's called I Couldn't Get Over You, So I Made You Answer the Phone.
Some of the players that you played with down in Texas besides Freddie Fender's, Flacco is the...
Flacco.
Yeah, and tell me, what's his last name?
Jimenez.
Okay, and he's still alive.
You remember Bill Dana?
No.
You don't remember what was the thing he used to say? But his name was Bill Dana, and he go by Jimenez.
Mm.
My name, Jose Jimenez.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah, was that on Ed Sullivan? No.
On all kinds of shows. In fact, he even had his own show.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Dana was his real name.
Well, tell us about...
Why?
Flick.
No, what?
Flacco?
Flacco.
Flacco, okay.
Here's what happened was when I got sick, I had pneumonia 3 times, and then finally the doctor told me, you need to go where it's warm. I thought, oh, okay, well, my family and everybody's down in Texas, so might as well go. So I went down there, and I befriended these two guys, these two brothers, and they liked how I played and everything because I was a rocker and all that, and combining rock and jazz and blues and everything else. So then we got to, you know, they heard me and they said, hey, you gotta hear Flacco. Flacco's got to meet you and all that. And I'm going like, who's Flacco, you know? And they said, don't worry. My dad's going to have a party this weekend. You got to be here. Okay. So he came. I was there. And they introduced me to him and all that. And he says, what do you do? I said, well, I play blues, I play rock and roll, I play Carlos Santana, I play it all. You know, I've been doing it for a long time. He goes, well, you want to sit in with us? And I said, sure. So they start playing. The first song they played was, oh, Jesus. I'm having a senior moment, folks. But it's on on YouTube. I forgot what the name of it was, though. But anyway, moving right along, we did a couple of songs, and then he said, we got a guy coming in, a producer's coming in from Nashville, And he says, I really would like to have you on that recording. Okay, fine. I said, where do I go? Just come to the house and then we'll go from there. Okay, fine. We get to there. We go to the recording. We laid down, I want to say, at least 20 tracks because the guy from Nashville wanted to show us that he was a big shot. Mm. So he kept on saying, nope, do it over. The voice, I don't like the voice. Do it over. I had already finished my parts. The bass player couldn't get what was supposed to be done. So I asked Flacco, I said, do you mind if I play bass? He goes, do you? I said, yeah, I played bass for a long time. Yeah, do it, do it. So I laid the bass track down. That was all done. We go back, and then we're outside, Flacco and I, because he's got to deal with the singer, this producer, and they do the song over and over and over again. Finally, Flacco just had it. He goes, you know what? He goes, I'm going to call so-and-so. I can't remember the guy's name, but he owned a recording company. So he called him on the phone. He goes, this, he goes, he keeps making us do it over and over and over again. He goes, put him on the phone. He got on the phone, and you hear, what? Well, no, they just, what? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, fine. Yeah, we can use that one. Thank you, sir. Yes. Click, we were done. And then when we were outside, Placco goes, you know what? He goes, I really want to put you in my band, but I don't know where to put you. So I told him, I said, Flacco, just put me on stage. I'll do the rest. And I lasted with him for 20 years.
Wow. Well, let's come back to some more of that. I want to hear more about how that connected to Freddie Fender as well. But why don't you do a song, and we'll come back to that.
Boy, you're asking a lot.
Or you want Eddie to sing a song?
No, you do it. Do one, then I'll do it.
All right.
Together again. Falling the low, lonely nights are dead and gone. The love that we knew has risen again. And nothing else matters, 'cause we're together again. Together again. The gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. That's where you belong. The key to my heart again.
Very nice. That's Roger Garza. Yes, well,
thank you very much.
Very nice, Roger. This is fun to get together with you. You're playing a nice Telecaster there.
See.
Yes, yes.
Believe it or not, I just got rid of a couple of my guitars, but I had 18 guitars. And they say, why do you need so many? It's different sounds.
Yeah. You are a Fender guy, though, right? You like the Fenders?
No, actually, the Fenders are made out of plastic now, so I don't really like them.
No, no. Fender guitar. And you also have a Guild?
No, I have, it's a Washburn 335. I have a Gretsch.
Gretsch, that's
I have four Telecasters, two Stratocasters, and a Partridge and a Pear Tree. No, yeah. What? Hello.
Eddie, I was going to tell you, I was with Dave Feierheisen this week. I know you were down at his railroad set up there.
What a beautiful lounge he's got there.
Well, isn't that nice?
Oh absolutely gorgeous.
I know you were there with, I think, was it Kevin Loudon?
Kevin
Loudon
and Dwayne Nelson was there, and Putz was there.
Was Dave's dad there, too, Steve Feierheisen? Yeah. He's got this beautiful railroad set up that he bought this, I think, 320 acres of land.
Got the passenger car going now, I think, yeah.
Yep. Our youngest grandson, he's 10 years old. He's crazy about trains, and he wanted to see this. I said, I'll get a hold of Dave. Dave was the nicest host. We went down, and he gave us a ride on the train and gave us the whole tour. And it was. I know he talked about the day when you guys were down there, too, how much fun that was, but... Yeah,
we were playing and singing and doing some songs down there. So.
Yeah, so again, we got Roger Garza here with us. Roger, we share some of the same friends that we learned you and I became acquainted. One is Dave Swanson, Swanee.
Yeah, we just got him out of jail. What?
Hair.
He'd love that one.
Yeah, you met him way back in 1974, I think, at Vavro Music.
Vavro Music, right.
Yes, and... And you've played music with Swanee.
Yeah, I was in the White Sidewalls. In fact, the story of that was when I came back from Texas, I finally moved home, and I called him up. I said, hey, Swanee, it's me. You know, now my nickname is Fatty with everybody around here that knows me. On the road, everybody knows me as Roger Rabbit.
Okay,
I call him up. I say, hey, Swanee, I'm in town now. I just wanted to let you know and say hi to you. Oh, you're here now? Yeah, I moved back. Great. I need you this weekend. No. I'm just saying hi. No, I need you this weekend. And it went on and on and on. He kept asking me. Finally, I just said, okay, where? And I played, I think it was 4 gigs with them or 5 gigs.
Yeah, I think Hound Dog was laid up for a little bit. Yeah. And I ended up taking one of those jobs where I played guitar and I played bass. And I think you took the other jobs until Hound Dog.
Yeah, you got to move around. And I just told Swanee, I said, I can't do that anymore. I said, because I fell down on an escalator backwards.
Right. Yeah.
And other than that, I'm fine.
That explains a lot of
things. That explains a lot of what we're getting here tonight.
Head injury?
Big time.
Yeah, well, there you go, Eddie.
Yeah, I opened. In fact, they did a lobotomy on me, and they found a sign that said vacancy.
And another fellow that we know and you play music with is Mike Jack.
Yep.
He played drums with Swanee and John Beach.
Yes.
And I got to know Mike Jack through Swanee as well. And you play with him on Sunday nights at the...
American Legion on Arcade.
An arcade. Okay, sure. Yes. Eddie, do you want to do a song here? And then we're going to say hello to some folks.
Sure.
Why don't you do a...
We got to remember, we're supposed to be telling folks that these keys that we're playing in, because some folks strum with us at home, so this one's going to be...
Hold it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a house key.
Here's one called The Love Bug in the Key of A.
And this is for Renee Butler. And we'll talk about that when we get done with this song. But yeah, Renee, this is for you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I was ruling a roost, had all the chicks to myself. And then suddenly it happened, a funny little feeling I felt. Yeah, I tried to outrun it, but it finally caught up with me. But how could I run from something that I can't see? Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a lovebug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a lovebug. Here's Roger. A pretty good style, but I lost that race by a big old country mile. Yeah, I was walking around with my head held up real high, and then fool me, hit me, really took me by surprise. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call a love bug.
That's Eddie Schmidt doing the love bug. That's for Renee Butler. Her and her husband came out to see us the night that we played at the Legion in Richmond.
Yeah.
And Roger was there with us too. But Renee supports this show and has listened to us since we started doing this, Eddie. And we just want to thank her for doing it, for being supportive and telling other people about it. But Renee, it was so good to see you there. And we'll keep doing that song for you too, Renee. So we're going to say hello to a few folks, and we're going to get back to Roger Garza with some of his stories, his adventures of being in Texas. And I'm just going to start off by saying hello to Uncle Bob. He's had a little bit of health issues the last couple of weeks. He is home from the hospital today, and he's back at his place. But he's tuned in. And
hope you're doing better, Skip.
Yes. My wife, Debbie, and, of course, Renee Butler, Judith Hansen-Jorgensen, Putz, Dave Feierheisen, Dan and Beth Wall, Tom Klinger, Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota, Tom and Connie Bow from St. Cloud, Minnesota, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Gino Hansen, the town chairman of the town of Warren, over by Roberts, Gary McIntyre, Gary Lubick, Shirley Halliburton, and Eddie. I know you always say hello to Kenny Nelson, Kenny and Darlene, but I actually played with Kenny here a couple weeks ago on a Monday night in Roberts, their open mic night. It was so nice to see Kenny, and what a fine player he is.
Yep,
and he's as
great,
nice, he's as nice
people,
a guy as,
player,
yeah, great
yep.
people. Just anyhow, I'll quit, and you take over, Eddie.
Okay, hi to my wife, Joanne, Charlie, my cousin in the truck, Alan Ann, Tad Layton, his wife, and Brian Jevning from my old work days, the Cactus Cousins, and the Cribbage Brothers that I used to play with all the time. I got to say hi to Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys and Tom Kramer. And I want to make a special hi to my buddy Denny Marion, a great steel player from down by Chippewa. And a week ago, he gave me a new change for underneath here. So not only did I add the Paul Franklin change, but I added the Denny Marion change
cool.
on this now, Errol. And,
nice.
But no, then... That's all I got. Roger, I'm sure you got some folks to say hi to.
We don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time.
So I said hi to everybody in Texas, my friends in Australia, my friends in the UK, my friends in Canada, Mexico City. I mean, honestly, I do have friends all over the place, all over the United States, all over the world.
Tell them about this radio station, and they can...
see.
Yep, they can go back and get off the archives. They can go back anytime and find your show and listen to it. So that's nice.
And you're listening to WPCA. 93.1 FM.
There you go.
On your radio dial.
Yes, sir.
And a real big hue right here, live on our stage tonight.
Okay. I think you folks will remember who Roger is after we finish the show. But let's go back. We were talking about Flacco?
Yeah.
The accordion player. He introduced you to Freddie Fender.
Well, he asked me, he said, we're going to do a tornado gig. Do you want to go? And I said, what? Are you kidding?
Texas Tornadoes, yeah.
So the people that were, and a lot of people remember this, the band was called the Texas Tornadoes, and it was formed by a guy named Doug Sum, who was Sir Douglas from the Sir Douglas Quintet. Augie Myers was the keyboard player. He's still playing with Flacco because Doug passed away in 99, and Freddie passed away in 2006. So okay. What I do now is I do a tribute to Freddie to keep his music alive, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. And as it turned out, as you got acquainted with Freddie Fender, his mother's maiden name was Garza.
Garza, yeah. And then we talked about being related and all that. And I said, yeah, we probably are, you know?
Yeah, somewhere back in the family, yeah. You guys are...
Somebody right. Did something to someone.
Yes, well, somehow you are...
what?
Here.
This is live radio. Did you know that? I tell you that?
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I'm keeping it clean. Oh,
yeah,
trust
you're
me.
Doing pretty good. Yes, you are. But in some of the places you played at in Texas.
One of the main places that I played that I enjoyed was a place called Green Hall. It's in New Braunfels, Texas. Mm. Everybody plays at Green Hall. Mm. I mean, if you're a name, you play there. Willie's played there, Merle, Hank, everybody. They all played there.
Gee.
And I was very blessed to play there. And there's just so many stories and so many places. And, you know, I've been playing since I was a kid. And how many stages and how many gigs. And the only thing that I can really think of that really gets to me, is I went to play in a place called St. Paul Park, and there was a place called Louis Bar. And I got there, and I opened up my case, no guitar.
Oh.
I left the guitar on my bed, oh. So I had to shoot all the way back home, and I was making fun of this older man that did the same thing. And the Lord showed me, nope, you don't do that. Here's what you're going to do.
Yes, that's funny.
We got to get him to sing one more song.
Yeah, we're going to get you to sing. How about that Secret Love? Can you do that one, Roger?
I would try it.
This is a little challenging, isn't it?
Well, I would prefer to do something like...
What key is it in?
Make the world go away. No.
This is key of George.
It's G.
Yep.
Once I had a secret love that lived inside of me. All too soon, my secret love grew impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star, as dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, and how I'm so in love with you. Then I shouted from the highest hill, even told to call it death but you. Now my heart's an open door,
and my secret love is no secret anymore. Ay, amor, no me dejes sufrir. Ven y calma a mí sufrir. Ven y calma este dolor. Y mi corazón se muere sin tu amor. And my secret love is no secret anymore.
Very nice, Roger. It's Roger Garza.
Hey, keep them cards and letters coming in. All donations go to.
Yes, very nice. That's okay, we're winding down here just a little bit.
You had mentioned to me, so I went on the YouTube and I looked for Roger Rabbit Garza and was looking at some of your videos, and that was, it was fun watching, you know, you were playing with different people, different places. And
I never got paid for it.
Welcome to the world of playing music.
Yes. But if those that are listening, if you want to see me playing next to Freddie, look up Freddie Fender. It's F-R-E-E-D-D-Y, Freddie Fender, and Roger Rabbit Garza, G-A-R-Z-A. And it's Roger with R-O-G-E-R.
Okay, then they can go on YouTube and...
it's on YouTube, yes, fine, sir.
Yes. Well, that's... Yeah, this has been fun, Roger, to get you... And we're going to have you with us. We're playing in New Richmond August 9th at the Heritage Center, and you're going to be a part of Trigger Happy.
We come and invite everybody, please, to come and see me play.
Yes, it's going to be... It's 6:30 till 8:00. It's an outdoor event. We've done it for, I think, about, what, 15 years, Eddie?
I think longer than that.
Yeah, we were the first... We're the only... group that's this still there, that they have switched out the other groups, but we're this group that started doing this, we're still doing it. But
they sure are glutton for punishment, aren't
they? Are, and now we're going to bring you along too, so. And before I forget, just want to say thank you to Bob Zonk again for engineering here and always doing such a good job. Lou Ann taking care of things. Just a couple quick questions, Roger, though. I know you play different types of music, blues and country. And well, what is your favorite? What do you like to play?
The radio.
The radio, okay.
No, actually, whatever comes. You know, I like doing country. I like playing classic rock. I like playing what they call oompa music.
Sure.
You know, old polkas and that. I love it all.
Yeah, that's how him and I learned. That's how we started off music, with old time music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and
by golly, thank you kids for tuning in tonight, and we had a great time. By golly.
So, we are gonna have to say, we're told we have to say goodnight. They're gonna close us down if we don't. If we keep going.
But, get out.
Roger Garza, it's been a pleasure to have you here.
It's been a pleasure being on. Thank you, Bob.
Yes, and we'll be
back. Supper's ready.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to WPCA 93.1. WPCARadio.org is where you can listen to us on the internet.
All right.
Thanks.
And thank you, Eddie Schmidt. All right. See you next Thursday. We'll be back on the air. Thank you.